If you've been a long viewer of my channel, you know that I usually go over the economic calendars and everything on a daily basis to keep you guys abreast of what's going on with mortgage rates. Well, I kind of came back off of that because I just think it was just too much overkill. So I'm going to try to do my videos once a week to inform you guys what's going on and what's the trajectory, in my opinion, on what's going to go on with mortgage rates. So over the past year, we saw mortgage rates basically go from 3% to about 7.5%, and we hit that high in November. Since November, we've come down quite a bit. Look at where we are on the 30-year fixed rate right now. What you're seeing on your screen are the average mortgage rates throughout the country. And who creates this is actually Mortgage News Daily. And if you want to check out their rate sheets, click down below and subscribe to this report here. You can also subscribe to my newsletter down there. I suggest you do that because you're going to get this and much, much more. So what we try to figure out here is what's going on with mortgage rates to, you know, could it maybe make housing more affordable to you now? So what we focus in on is the economic calendar. What is taking effect in the economy? What's going on? What's going on at the Fed? What's going on Wall Street and everything else? Just try to tie that together so I can come to you guys and say, you know, here's the projection on where mortgage rates are going. So we saw mortgage rates, like I said, go from 3% in 2021 to 7.5% in 2022. Now in 2023, we're teetering on the 5% range. What's really going on? Well, we're starting to get some really good economic numbers, and we saw some really fantastic numbers today. We go over to the economic calendar for today, and we had some big key elements come in earlier today. You can see right on your screen. So the Federal Reserve, what they're trying to do is kind of curtail spending to drive down the demand for goods, so eventually the prices of goods come down with it. It's economics 101. If you have too much money or too much demand over a product, it's going to rise the price or cause the price to rise until there's an equilibrium. So the Federal Reserve is saying, well, if we can drive down the demand for items, that in turn is going to drive down the prices. Okay, so what they're doing is exactly that. They're raising interest rates on everything, your credit cards, car loans, mortgages, and everything else. They're raising those to kind of curtail the spending piece of the equation. Well, it's starting to work. We can see those in the numbers that just came out today. So in the economic calendar we have today is you're going to see retail sales. They're down dramatically from where we were and what we expected. You're also seeing the PPI. What the PPI is, the producer price index. It is basically the inflation at the producer level that if we know producers are getting more expensive products or raw goods, put it that way, if their cost of goods increase, probably going to have to pass that on to the consumer by raising prices. So what we're seeing now is a lot of their prices on the raw material side for the producers is coming down. Look at the number you see on your screen. The previous reading was 0.2, okay? The expectations were for it to go negative to negative 0.1. We actually came in at negative 0.5, a huge move from where we were and substantially a lower factor than we expected. Then we go over to retail sales month over month. Look at that number. We were negative 1 before. The expectations were negative 0.8. We came in at negative 1.1. So you could see on the screen where retail sales are starting to really come down. So the sales of goods and services are starting to come down. And raw materials, based on the producer price index, is also going down. So how does this tie into everything? Well, great question. What it tells Wall Street is saying, well, inflation might be getting a little more under control, so that means the Federal Reserve can take their foot off the gas pedal of increasing rates. What you're seeing on your screen right now is what's happening to the mortgage-backed security bond. It's a bond that trades on Wall Street. That's the yield on this thing, because it's a mortgage bond, is the biggest component of your mortgage rate. So what you're seeing on the screen is the price of the bond. What I want to explain to you is how mortgage rates work off of this. So if this price goes up, as you're seeing on the screen right now, it's up 0.39, that means rates or yields on this bond are coming down. Okay, so here's how it works. I'll put this in general terms, and I use this example a lot. Let's say, for example, I'm going to put this in context. I want to buy a bond, and I'm going to show you how the price of that bond is really affecting the yield. So today, I have a bond that a year from now is going to pay me a dollar. Okay, well, today's cost to me is a dollar. All right. So what does that mean? Well, if I pay a dollar today and you're giving me a dollar next year, my yield on that thing is zero. Okay, so just take that into consideration. So So now let's say today I pay you 50 cents, okay, for that bond. Next year, you're going to give me a dollar back because that's its maturity value. So I paid you 50 cents. Next year, I get a dollar back. And so what's my yield on that? 100%. It doubled. I doubled my money in a year. So do you see how if the price goes down, yields go up? So we love when this number is going up because it's driving down the yields. Don't mean to keep pounding these in your head, but that's why I want you to understand what this number represents. So what this number then reflects over to here is here's where mortgage rates open the day. Well, yeah, here's where they open the day. We're at 6.04. Once these numbers actually get implemented into these bonds and these mortgage rates, you're probably going to see rates now teetering in the 5% range. So I just want to give you the economic calendar for today was fantastic. It looks like inflation is coming down. Mortgage bonds are really liking this. The prices are going up, driving down the yields. And that's what we got for today. So a lot of people have maybe or possibly have closed since we hit our 52-week high in mortgage rates. As you can see on the screen right here, the 52-week high was 7.375. We hit that in November. So I do have a challenge for you guys out there. If you did close and your rate is 7.5%, reach out to us. Let us see what we can do. Yes, you can refinance and get lower payments and lower rates. It's probably eligible for you guys right now. How do you do that? Or how do you even find out if you're eligible to even maybe buy a house right now? Good question. Go to our website. It's therateupdate.com. Here's what you're going to see on your screen. What I'd love for you to do is if you've closed on a loan or you got a quote from somebody and you want us to analyze it for you to see if there's a better rate and terms out there for you, all you need to do is go here and click the loan estimate tab. You're going to upload your loan estimate in there. I'll review it, do a short video for you, send it back to you, and they either say, God bless you, you did fantastic. Or what we're going to say is, we get you a better rate and actually get you better costs. So how about, would you be interested in maybe a lower rate and lower fees on that mortgage you're looking for? But if you've already closed, what I'd like to do is for you to upload into that your closing disclosure or anything that you have that tells us what rate you closed at and basically the loan amount and so forth. So you can upload a copy of your closing disclosure in there as well. So if you're out there and you're just like, hey, can I get approved for a loan? I got questions. I'm a first-time homebuyer. How do I get these questions answered? Look right above my head. It says book a meeting. That's what most people do. We have about 30 meetings a day with people. I do half the consultations. A lot of my staff does those as well. We'd love to answer all the first-time homebuyer questions you have or any questions you have when it comes to a mortgage. That's how you can reach out to us to get guidance if you guys are out there looking for your first home in 2023. Thanks for watching, guys. Again, if I did a good job and you find entertainment and educational value in this video, don't forget to give me a thumbs up, subscribe down below, and hit the bell every time I post a video. Get an alert. Thanks for watching, guys. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.